Radio Prague News.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has advised Czech citizens against travelling to Egypt, in particular the Sinai Peninsula. The Czech government is planning an overhaul of the public sector, which would save state coffers billions of crowns. And Ombudsman Pavel Varvatovsky has warned against continuing discrimination of Romani children in the Czech education system. The Czech Foreign Ministry has advised Czech citizens against travelling to Egypt and in particular making individual trips to the Sinai Peninsula, citing a heightened threat of terrorist attacks. The ministry advises tourists who are already in Egypt to exercise extreme caution, not to stray from their tour group and stay away from public rallies and protests. Travel agencies say their clients are in no danger, but they are ready to offer alternate holiday destinations. The Czech government is planning an overhaul of the public sector, which would save state coffers up to 12 billion crowns in 2014 and close to 25 billion the year after. Individual ministries have until mid-July to revise their expenses and say where money could be saved. A merging of ministerial agendas is not being ruled out. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Bík has been commissioned with drafting a proposal for the respective changes by the autumn. Ombudsman Pavel Varvatovsky has warned against continuing discrimination of Romani children in the Czech education system. The ombudsman said that according to the results of a recent study, 32-35% of Romani children were studying at schools for children with learning, physical or mental disabilities, and that most of them were placed there undeservedly in order to spare regular schools the effort of helping them to integrate. The Czech Republic has received similar criticism from the European Commission and the European Court of Human Rights. The Social Democratic Party on Wednesday once again rejected the idea that the David Rath corruption case could be linked to shady party financing. In his address to the lower house on Tuesday, the former governor of Central Bohemia, MP David Rath, who is charged with corruption, slammed his party colleagues for distancing themselves from him and implied that the 7 million crowns he was caught red-handed with were finances for the party ahead of the autumn elections. Party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said on Wednesday that the party's financing was transparent and that all transactions were above board. He said the police had made no inquiries in this respect, nor had asked to look into the party's books. The non-profit humanitarian organization People in Need is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It was established in 1992 by a group of war reporters and foreign correspondents who were no longer satisfied with reporting on conflicts and natural disasters and began sending out aid instead. The organization, now one of the biggest of its kind in Central Europe, focused on providing aid to crisis areas and supporting adherence to human rights around the world. Czech public television has devoted a special day of programming to People in Need, showing photos and videos from the organization's projects, missions and fundraising campaigns, supported by tens of thousands of people. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be cloudy to overcast with rain in places and day temperatures hovering around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.